Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is March 22nd, and we have a guest on our show this evening. Her name is Danielle Hope Wolf, and she is a medical, she is a medium and a medical intuitive. And also here with her tonight is psychic medium Heather Filona. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, hi. Thank you so much.
It's good to see you guys. So Danielle, yes. You have a class coming up, and that is biology concepts in mediumship. Could you talk a little bit more about that and what you do?
Sure, absolutely. So before I opened up and awakened and started on my mediumship journey, I was a nurse. I've been a nurse for the last 15 years. And when I started kind of awakening and getting more into mediumship and healing and energy healing, then I started to, people started making comments about, wow, you're kind of getting a lot of medical stuff, or are you a medical intuitive, or, you know, just little things, and I never really connected. And then about a year and a half or so ago, I started having some medium friends send me clients that had medical issues that wanted some medical intuitive guidance. And so I started at that point taking classes and kind of honing in on more of the medical intuitive side of things as well. And while I was doing that, my beautiful mentor said to me, you should really teach a class. She says you should teach a frame of reference on anatomy and physiology, as well as causes of passing. And at first I was a little hesitant about it because I know that there are a few people out there that don't necessarily want to talk about the cause of passing in mediumship or really kind of go into those details when they're doing readings with clients. And so this class is really interactive. It's really nice because I go over, like, it's 5 weeks. It's every Monday in April, starting April 1st, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. It is about an hour, approximately an hour, hour and a half each week. And the first week we go over basic anatomy and physiology. What is the body? What are the organs? What are the organ systems? What do they do? How does our body react to certain environmental situations and physical situations? And then we go into the statistics. So I go into World Health Organization for global perspective of the top 10 causes of passing in the world, and the top 10 chronic conditions in the world. And the reason that I do that is because as mediums and light workers, we encounter people that are ill. We encounter people that need some guidance sometimes, and it can also be really good evidence in a reading, especially for those that were caregivers, because sometimes those little intimate details about people's health really bring forth that evidence and really help the caregivers to heal. And so I really wanted to be able to join kind of my medical side and my mediumship side, and this was just a really good collaborative class to do. And so we also go over the top 10 causes of passing globally and locally in the United States as well. We go over the top 10 chronic conditions, which some of them intermingle, quite a bit of them do. And then I go over the top 10 causes of cancer, or the top 10 cancers. And then I go through where you would expect to feel things, symptoms you would expect to feel in the imprinting, different types of ways to understand the diagnoses to be able to give your evidence. So I go through all of these different kinds of stuff.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's, so Danielle, I registered for the class. I'm super excited. Yay! I think, I really, like, for anyone who's a medium, you know, you always continue to grow. I think that's important, like, no matter what. Like, it's the one thing that it's, like, it's better to kind of just continue on with every sort of education, because there's just so much, you know, you could fully develop. But it's, you know, just in general, like, you and I are taking a class together right now, and you're phenomenal. Like, just, like, forget about even the medical side. You're just a phenomenal medium. Like, I know we had, like, a class recently, and it's funny because you and I got very similar themes in, when we were picking up on stuff. And but you being able, not only just being a good medium, but being able to pull in the medical stuff, like, you are picking up on stuff that it's like, what's that word? Like, you just, you know, being able to really kind of take it to the next level. And, you know, and I think, you know, you've got the teachings in general, which we're doing, we're taking part of, but we, you know, we do, it's all for the purpose of being able to help people, right? And so, like, I think you being a nurse, and, you know, that in and of itself, right, is service to others, adding on, you know, the mediumship. I mean, it's amazing how many people that can be healed through that process. And, you know, and just, so yeah, I'm super excited about the class. I think, I just, anytime I see someone who's, like, really phenomenal at what they do, it's like, I definitely, like, yep, I'm joining that one. So, I'm curious how you, like, when you do readings and stuff, like, do you ever find, the other thing I'll say too is, because it's not just about the people that have passed. I mean, like, I don't know. I can't recall what was that show. There's that medium that would go to the bedside of people who can no longer speak and kind of connect with them. Have you done anything like that?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
So I have. So first of all, thank you so much for such an amazing compliment. That is so, like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. Thank you. I think you're an amazing medium. I have had actually a couple of readings with people that have been in comas. And more recently, actually, I was really blessed to do a reading for a really good friend of mine whose uncle was in the stages of actively passing away. And it was really, really nice because he actually came forward. They were doing a reading, and he came forward, and he showed me what his diagnosis was. He showed me what he's going through. He showed me things that he's struggling with now in the process. So it was really nice to be able to say, you know, I don't like to give, I don't diagnose, first of all, because I'm not a physician, so I can't legally diagnose. But I can help give guidance. And I feel like some of this medical intuition is actually even kind of trended towards a little bit of coaching and guidance in the healthcare system. So, yeah. You know, it was nice in that situation because he was unresponsive and wasn't able to communicate. But what he was able to say was, hey, I think I don't need so much medicine. Do you mind backing that off a little bit? Because then I'll be able to communicate with you more. So that actually has people. And so there's nice ways of, you know, putting that and saying that gently, you know, I don't want to tell people how to treat them, but to guide a little bit, say, hey, just a smidge back on the dose. And he was able to communicate more, and he was able to spend those final days more in that environment where he could communicate and connect with his family and say goodbyes and really have a beautiful experience. And I think that's something else that I really want to stress in this class and in this environment is that the transition, the celestial transfer, when we pass away, doesn't have to be scary. And as you guys know, being mediums yourself, you know that it's not always scary. It's almost like the way that they describe it to us, it's almost like getting off of a roller coaster ride, you know, and like everyone's there waiting and greeting and they're excited. So it's almost like that's not the thing to be feared. And so I really would like for people to know that it can be a really beautiful process and really beautiful transition if we can guide it gently and appropriately, you know.
Right.
And compassionate.
Yeah, you know, in watching that show that they had on, I bawled like a little schoolgirl the whole time because, I mean, these people are incapacitated and they can't, you know, it's not, in some cases they're not even, I mean, it's not like they're passing away. They're just, that's what's happening in their lives. And as a caregiver, I can see that would be very frustrating. So what an amazing gift, especially being a nurse. Oh my gosh, like being able to communicate and understand and wow.
Yeah. You know, and I actually think that I was just thinking like that would have been nice when I was actively nursing. I haven't actively been on the hospital floor in 2 years now. I've been, you know, doing my mediumship full time. But I just was thinking like, yeah, it would have been great to have back then because I wasn't fully awakened. But I do feel that there is that intuitive sense, and a lot of healthcare providers, I think, can kind of understand that we're taught listen to your gut. We're not taught listen to your intuition, but we're taught listen to your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right. And I worked in ICU for the bulk of my career, so most of my patients were incapacitated at some level or comatose at some level. A good portion of them were. And I almost feel like nurses and healthcare staff tend to have that kind of intuitive nature because you have to kind of feel and pick up on what your patients need when they can't verbalize it to you. So, you know, you can check the vital signs, you can do all of the physical matter stuff, but there's still that intuitive, like, I wonder what you need. Can you make me feel what you need? So I feel like that actually kind of set the stage for medical intuition, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Go ahead, Heather.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah. Isn't it? It is fascinating. I was just about to ask you, and then you touched on, you know, on it. Like, do you feel, you know, exactly what they're going through? Like, can you physically feel their discomfort and all of that?
Yes. Yeah. So, one of my more pronounced flares or imprints, you know, that we get in our mediumship is clairsentience. So oftentimes I do feel it. So, like, I'll give you an example. I'll go easy with a heart attack, for example. So if I have a sitter in front of me and they have a loved one that's coming forward that has passed away from a heart attack, oftentimes they'll say, you know, I'll know, or they'll tell me heart or something like this, and then I'll feel it. So I'll feel like a pressure on my chest. I'll feel like an elephant sitting on my chest. And then so that my first thought is, oh, maybe there's something with the heart. And so then I wait for a minute and I wait for more inference to come in rather than just automatically saying there's something with the heart, what's going on with the heart. I can feel it like, okay, I feel pressure on my chest. I feel something in my heart. Most people know that's a symptom of a heart attack. Then I feel, okay, now I've got pain radiating from my left jaw all the way down my left arm. That's another symptom of a heart attack. Okay, I'm feeling really short of breath when I'm trying to get up and move. You know, it's almost like a process of showing, you know, because they give it to us so quickly. Like, all the information comes in so fast. But it allows you to be able to kind of check in with your thought of your diagnosis, you know, of their cause of passing. So instead of saying, I think maybe they had a heart attack, you can say, okay, I've got chest pain, I've got radiating pain down my arm, and I've got pain in my jaw. Those are three inferences that spirit can give us, or, you know, our loved ones spirit can give us, that there's three things that fit into a diagnosis. So I can confidently say, have your dad here, and they know that he passed away from a heart attack. It can go deeper. I mean, I have gone deeper, and it tends to go deeper with people that work in the medical field or that were really close caregivers. Another example of a feeling that I get is sometimes if I have a brain bleed, because stroke and brain bleed are one of those top 10 causes of passing, as well as heart attack as well. They're actually one and two. I'll actually feel like a headache. And I'll feel pressure in a certain point of my head, wherever that bleed might have been, or clot, whichever it is. But if it saves the brain bleed, you can say, I know they had an aneurysm, or I know they had a hemorrhagic stroke. It also kind of instills a little bit of confidence, I think, with your sitter when you can know what you're talking about. Because if they know, yes, they died from a stroke, and yes, it was a brain bleed, and yeah, they acted really weird, but I'm not sure why they were acting kind of weird, it can also give them that reassurance that, yes, I can feel that there's definitely a headache. I feel there was a bleed. Sometimes I can actually see the brain. Like, they'll show me a visualization in my imagination or my third eye of the brain, and I can see blood kind of pooling over it or running over it if it's a bleed, or I can feel the starvation for the oxygen if it's a clot. And that's another one of those things that you can kind of bring forward, you know, because sometimes people don't know the difference and they don't care. And spirit won't always go that deep, you know, but some people do. And some people really appreciate that because it ties it into the whole story. And most of the time, it ties it into the whole story. Like, yes, I was in the hospital. Yes, it was abrupt. Yes, there was an ambulance on scene. Because the story starts to unfold and develop in that process. So this class does that. It goes through what you might expect to see, what you might expect to hear, what you might expect to feel, what you might see, and how to deal with those feelings too. Because when I first started, I would get huge anxiety, and I would think, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack. I don't know. And then it was like, wait, it's not me, you know. And so you can manage that. You can manage it with our spirit team, with our guides, and we can work through that. And we can give beautiful evidence in what is really a tragic time for our sitters, but what can be such a beautiful and amazing experience to observe and be a part of telling the story of how to get through that tragedy and how to see it from the other perspective. So
yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's fun. It's so important too to really kind of understand and get that breadth of knowledge, especially when you are doing mediumship, because like there's a medium or something that was used to be a postal carrier, and it was like spirit would give them the zip code of where that person resides, and it was like that was what they did, but they had to learn that because of their job as a postal carrier. So it's one of those things that it's like, that's why I say, you know, it's so important, the education, with if you're really dedicated to helping others, you know, service of others as a medium, then those type of things like learning, you know, understanding about the body and the functions and all those things and what can happen, that's amazing evidence. I mean, I think all three of us as mediums are right in the sense of like we don't want to just give your basic, they're here and they say they love you. You know, it's like, because we want to give more proof that there is life after death, and that specifics are the ones that it's like, you couldn't have known that. Like, you couldn't. And so that's why I think, you know, as mediums really trying to kind of further pursue and learn about those things is so critical. And so, yeah.
Right. And, you know, what's really amazing about it is, you guys know this, that, you know, once it's in your bank, in your memory bank, they can access it. Your guides can access it. The spirit world can access it for our frame of reference. So it's not a matter of, oh my gosh, this is a really intense anatomy and physiology class, and how am I going to remember all of this information? It's more of exposing you to the information. And it's more about, yes, like the first two classes are pretty heavy because it's a lot of talk about death and illness. But it also kind of breaks the ice and like, hey, it's a safe space. This is a safe space to talk about it and to ask about how to approach these situations with truth, with dignity, without offending somebody, because that's so important too. And I also have a new, actually, like little section this term about the ethics involved in delivering the information and our role in the ethics that we need to make sure that we adhere to when discussing these really important and often painful topics with our sitters. Because, you know, we've all been in readings where you hear things that you're like, why did you, oh, you know, like, well, say that. Like, you don't want to say, oh, I see blood all over. You know, you want to, I understand that this is very tragic. And I understand, you know, there's different ways to kind of finesse. So that's a big part of this too, is, yes, you have, here's the information, and here's why you're receiving the information. And here are some other ways that I receive information, and other mediums have told me that they receive the information. So now you have those references, so you might get a hit from it. You know, like, for example, when we go over cardiac, I give the homework assignments every week. And I'm not crazy about homework, because I feel like you will put in the effort that you want to receive from it. So I'm not going to be like, you need to turn your homework in today. Why didn't you turn in your homework? But I do give homework assignments and give photo readings and different meditations and little things like this. But every time we do cardiac, the day we do cardiac, the next week, you know, there's a lot of working mediums and light workers that take the class, and they'll be like, I can't even believe it. I had 5 readings this week, and it was cardiac. So it's, you know, it tends to kind of pull those references, and you start to utilize it in your work and in your practice. So it's not about memorizing the information. The information isn't too hard. The basic anatomy and physiology kind of, I think it's fun. I know a lot of people don't necessarily believe it's great, but we don't go so deep that people can't understand it. You know, I try to stay kind of on the surface level, and if people have questions or want to go deeper, which happens most of the time, then I kind of pull them aside and we talk about it outside of class and go in deeper detail. So we kind of try to be on the surface of everything. And I really feel passionately about this. I feel like there's a way to approach things in this manner, and I really want people to understand that it's not something to be feared. It's okay if they bring up the cause of passing. If they don't, that's okay too. But at least you've got this tool in your arsenal in case they decide to bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, I think people get a little overwhelmed when they step into the space, because there's so many reference points that are created by spirit. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there's my mom was going. I think I was telling you the other day that my mom was studying to be a nurse, and I would you know, medical terminology book, and we would do some like a few things, and I'm like. So sometimes spirit will pull on stuff that I'm like, where did that even come from? I mean, that was like 20 years ago, but it's in there. Like the brain, the capacity of the brain for information that you may not be able to access it on the fly, but once it's in there, spirit can access it. And so, like, you know, little things like that. If you've had a family member that's gone through something like diabetes, I tend to get that. I get stuff related to heart because I've experienced that in my life. And so through other people. So, yeah, it's fascinating. It's amazing. And so I think, yeah, the point being is that taking that class and just even touching on those topics, it can really be a good arsenal for that. Yeah, that's amazing.
And even pictures, because, you know, we do a PowerPoint presentation, and I have pictures and, you know, slides, not of people passing away, but, you know, like of different references. Like, for example, on the organ systems, I have, you know, each organ system, there's a picture and it's highlighted. And that spirit uses that stuff from the class for my readings too. So oftentimes when I have a reading, I'll see an organ system. Like if they have GI troubles or, you know, digestive system issues, I'll see this picture that's on my slide of like the outline of a body. And then just the highlighted part is the GI tract. You know, like it'll be highlighted in red.
Yeah.
So it's things like that you don't even really recognize. Like, oh, that's, it's part of it. So, I mean, and like you said about the reference, I have actually kind of a cool story about that, if you don't mind me sharing.
Yeah.
It's not on the medical. I mean, it is medical, but it's about cause of passing. But really cool. I was doing a reading for somebody a couple of months ago, and the spirit that came through, the loved one that came through, had actually passed away from a drug overdose.
So
what was interesting was I was like, okay, I know there's a drug overdose, and I know there's a couple of drugs that are involved, and one of them the first one I hit it right away. Like, I know that there's ketamine involved, and I know that that has something to do with the cause of passing. And he was like, how do you know that? Nobody knows that. And then he was like, wait, were you part of the club scene? And I'm like, no. No, but what it was actually when I was 18 years old, so this was 20 years ago, I watched a documentary on the Club Kids of New York. It was just a documentary on like 48 hours or something, and my mom was like, you need to watch this. You know, she's kind of trying to instill fear in me. And they interviewed a lady that was high on ketamine. And in this reading, 20 years later, I'm like, I know it's ketamine. And then I'm thinking to myself, how do I know it's ketamine? And I see the vision of this documentary, just a snippet of this lady totally blacked out on it. And that was, you know, so they use our, I haven't thought about that in probably 18 years.
You know,
so
yeah.
They really pull it.
Yeah.
They can pull
it's crazy
it.
How it all works. Yeah.
It really is. So something else about the class, I've actually had a few people that are caregivers for people now. And they were like, whoa, this really opened my eyes to understand the process of the disease. Because I go through the process of how we get the disease. What are the symptoms leading up to the disease? And then what are the symptoms and, you know, what causes the breakdown to the point of the passing?
For those chronic conditions.
So yeah. It's nice because it helps to formulate that story. Because if you know, oh, this person had congestive heart failure, if you take my class or you have a medical background, you'll know people that typically have end-stage congestive heart failure are really tired. They're really lethargic. They have a hard time breathing and catching their breath. They have a lot of fluid retention issues. And a lot of times they have to go into the hospital once or twice a year and get tuned up, especially if they're non-compliant and they don't adhere to their diet. So you can put the story together because you can say, okay, I know they had congestive heart failure, and I know they had it chronically, and I'm feeling kind of tired. So that must, you know, so you can kind of, I know that they're tired. I know that they would feel, like, puffy from the fluid. I know they would have a hard time eating salt. You know, so there's, like, all these little nuggets that you can pick up that can formulate the whole story because people that are chronically sick, it is a part of their life. You know, people that are that fight chronic illness all the way through the end stages, I mean, whether it's cancer or congestive heart failure or heart failure or a stroke, MS, whatever, these people or dialysis, end-stage renal, these people have to go to doctor's appointments on a regular basis. It is part of their lives. So some people are like, I don't want to bring up the medical stuff. And that's fine. Some people don't. But some people, that was their life for years, and they need to address that or thank people for helping them to get them to their appointments or helping them pass away with dignity or helping take care of them for years or months. Or, you know, they need that. Caregivers need that sometimes.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even really think about that. But, like, because when my sister-in-law was passing of cancer, you know, her like, home health care aide nurse was there. Like, she became a part of the family. And, you know, when she was passing, you know, it was like, I was asking her nurse questions. She's like, it's okay. And, like, you know, and they become close to the patient as well. And, you know, that's a really good point that especially like with this class that it's not necessarily people that are mediums, but people who like the wanting to really kind of understand on a deeper level and connect and be able to really get, you know, that work with these people. Because there's something very like for me personally, having been there when my sister-in-law took her last breath, I was so honored to be a part of it, but there was a lot of things that were happening at that time that I was like her body just went cold and I didn't understand like what's happening. And it was, so it's really good. So I'm personally looking forward to taking this class. I'm really excited. And I think maybe someone out there else would, you know, get benefit from that. So, yeah.
I'm so glad that you're taking it. And I thank you so much for finding value in it because I really do feel passionate about it. And I've changed the price a couple of times. You know, I've been teaching it for over a year now. And I had a teacher recently, Martin Twycross, who's phenomenal, right? He's an author of the tour. And he made this comment in one of our classes that he always wants to be attainable. You know, like he doesn't want to be out of reach of people trying to learn or cultivate this experience, whether whatever form of light work it is. He doesn't want to be so expensive that people can't go. And I also, you know, do the development stuff myself, and like you say, we're always taking classes. We're always kind of trying to hone on. It's a whole other world over here, right? Like, I didn't know before mediumship that there was a world of education in mediumship and Reiki and whatever energy work we do. So, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought for just a second. I'm so sorry.
Making the class affordable. Yeah. Your class is very affordable.
Yeah, so I really wanted to make it affordable. So
I did
lower my price a little bit. It's $99 for the 5 weeks. So that's 5 hours that you get. And I really try to make it affordable, and I really do pour my heart and soul into it. And I go over the lesson every time and revamp and change things as needed. And anybody that takes my class, they can always retake it. They're at no additional charge. So after the first time, if anybody feels like, oh, I want to retake it or I want to redo it, they're always welcome, because I am kind of updating information, you know.
Healthcare world changes really rapidly.
Oh, yeah. Different technology.
So
crazy. Very cool. That's exciting. Yeah, it'll be, I'm really excited. So before we jump into calls, because we've got, so we're going to take calls, and as we take the calls, just, you know, and it doesn't have to be medical, whatever, you know, whatever just comes up. If you get anything, great. And we'll just kind of do a roundtable on that. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everyone's aware, like, how to go to your website, DanielleHopeWolf.com, to register for the course. Is that the best way to go about doing that?
Yes, the easiest way.
Okay.
You just go to my website. Okay. DanielleHopeWolf.com. Wolf has an E.
Okay.
DanielleLe, Hope, HOPE, Wolf, WOLFE,
@gmail.com.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Also, if anybody has questions or whatever, they can email me through the website too.
And it starts April 1st. We can have
up to 60 people sign up. I still have quite a few spots open. And anybody can sign up really through April 1st, because there's more than enough space. There's more than enough space. You know, Zoom is huge. And it is on Zoom, so it's in the comfort of your own home. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Every other term, I teach it in the spring, and I teach it in the fall. So in the spring, I teach it in the evenings, and in the fall, I teach during the day. So I try to kind of accommodate those people that are home during the day that, you know, I know a lot of stay-at-home moms, including myself, you know, that it's easier to get those home during the day when they're not having to take care of their families and stuff at night, or go to sporting events or whatever with their kiddos. So I try to really make sure that I offer it to both sides. So.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think we're excited. And for everyone listening, Danielle's phenomenal, like I said, and she's very approachable, and just you just have a way of kind of bringing me at ease. Certainly, I always enjoy talking with you. So, all right, ladies, are you guys ready? Yeah.
Amazing. Are we just gonna take turns, or just whoever connects, or whatever?
When we open up the lines, they'll ask a question, and then if you get something right away, then feel free, and, you know, anyone just jump in, and, we'll go from there. Are you guys ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's see. We've got, let's go to area code 205. Hi, caller. What's your name,
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
What's that?
My question.
Yeah.
My question this evening is, I dated for about 5 years my ex, who is now my ex. I dated him for 5 years, and I left that relationship about a year ago. And he never really stopped reaching out to me. would reach out through text or he would call. Sometimes I would talk to him. Most times I wouldn't talk to him. And so about a week ago, we went out to eat, and I enjoyed it. And so I was thinking about reconciling relationships, and I wanted to see what you see. Do you see that happening? Is it a good idea to reconnect with him?
So, yeah, for me, hi, Patricia, this is Heather. And
I love it.
Yeah, immediately. I feel good about it. I just feel sweetness around it. I feel like he's a sweet man. I feel like if there was anything in the past that didn't work out, it was because, and he may have also acknowledged this already, that there may have been some growth issues on his end. Let's put it that way. But mm-hmm. I just think he's a good soul. Like I don't know if he's I don't know his size, but I just want to get a bear hug from him.
He's a Pisces.
He's a Pisces? Would you say?
Yes.
I'm a Pisces. Okay. But I'm saying I don't mean what his sign is, but I'm saying I don't know if he's a bigger guy, but I just feel like he would give good bear hugs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel good about it. I don't know. I'm kind of smiling because I feel the energy around it, and I feel it gets, I feel the interpretation on your side, but I just feel like deep down he's a good human being, and when you can find someone, you can work on the rest of the stuff. So that's what I'm getting. I don't know, Danielle or Tina, if you're getting anything different.
Go ahead, Danielle.
The same thing. The moment that you said your name and you started talking, I instantly got super hot, and then as soon as Heather started talking, I got goosebumps all over my body. So I was like, absolutely, what Heather is saying. Ultimately, I know it's your decision and we have free will, so but I do feel the need to say as well, like Heather did, like I do feel like this gentleman is a really good soul. I feel like he's pretty godly too. I feel like he has a good mm-hmm. spiritual. He has a good aspect of spirituality to him. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And I have lots of goosebumps. He's giving. I got goosebumps all over the place. So
I'm getting goosebumps. Yeah. I'm so happy. I just feel good.
Yeah, I just think he's a good guy too. I do want to say, I feel like May is something that would be significant with you guys, the month of May. I feel like maybe it might take a month or so to get back to that, to really reconnect and rekindle and really make that decision. So, maybe a month or something. But I do feel, I see you guys potentially being back together by May is what I think. That's the feeling I get.
Okay. I know I'm missing someone. Hey, that's who I'm missing. Hey.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just saying I'm missing someone. I know everyone has spoken. I don't know everyone's name, but I know it's three of the ladies I heard talking. I'm like, wait a minute. It's one more person.
Yeah, it's me. It's Tina.
Hey, it's Tina.
All right. Okay. So the first thing that I saw, Patricia, was a heart, and spirit just showed me a heart being drawn out. I did see a man, a gentleman with a bouquet of flowers, handing you the flowers. And the other thing I was picking up, and would you understand that I know you guys were together 5 years, you took a little break, it's been a year, but he kept in contact with you, and I just, I really feel his, compassion for you, his desire to be with you still. I am sensing his energy. He didn't want to let you go. What I do see, though, if you can understand this and validate this, is that I just feel Spirit was showing me, things kind of going over his head. Planes were flying over his head. And so I just feel like he wasn't, understanding what your needs were. I just feel like he was just oblivious to that, okay, if that makes sense. And I think the separation between you two, he's feeling it. And
And I think his appreciation for you this time around, this go around, is going to be there, okay? And I feel that that's what you were missing, that appreciation. And he gets it now is how I feel. So I feel good about it. I really do. Yeah, so I hope that helps.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm almost in tears because I've been given that May in 2 months, and I've been given that, and I just didn't feel sure because it was a bad breakup. He really dropped the ball. We were supposed to get married last year, and I just walked out. I mean, he really dropped the ball. If I could just, you know, say some things with a bunch of bleeps on here, and every woman on here, if it's all women on here, would understand if I, yeah. So, I really took it to God, and I know He took it to God, and it's been a year, oh my, I know you. When you take things to God, then that's where you place it, and you should have, you know. Leave it there with Him, and you walk on faith. I tell God all the time, I am human, Lord. Please forgive me. And so I would like to talk to some of your gifted. Can you confirm through them and then tell me one more time? I know God, you know, it's so hard.
That's amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, absolutely. I just, I'm so happy. The whole time, I love, and that it's all good. And just a last final confirmation, I pulled a card, and it was recognition, and it's a man and a woman, like, in the moonlight kissing. So, absolutely. You got the secret sauce, girl. You brought them back. Like, it's for real. Like, it's happening. I'm so happy. Like, I'm feeling the love. Okay. Wow. So thank you so much, and we're so excited. And you're going to have to call back and let us know, and maybe he can be on as well. And we can...
I will. I will call back. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Don't you love that feeling? You can feel that energy.
Oh, my God. I did, I couldn't stop smiling. I was like...
I know.
Yay! I'm like, this guy, he's grown so much, and he loves her. And, like, you know, men, they take a minute, right? The good ones. Well, I mean, I think they all do, but I think, I feel the regret and sadness. He's like, I'm not letting her get away this time. Yeah, oh, I feel it. Oh, I'm just so happy. Okay. All right. That was awesome. Let's see the next caller here. We've got, area code 347. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tanisha, and I'm calling from New York.
Is it Tanisha? Did I say that right?
Tanika.
Tanika.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What can you help with?
I have a love question. I have feelings for someone whose name is Frank. We work at the same job. I started the job in August, and immediately when we met, we got along really well, and we were attracted to each other, and we got involved. So now I'm not really sure what is happening if we're just done. During the time period that we were involved, he knew how I felt about him, and that, you know, I would like to maybe go out sometime, but he never took me out, never took me to his place, no nothing. He's just very close with this friend of his named Michelle, who's married and has children, who I don't really understand that relationship either, but he just is like, I'm not allowed. He doesn't try to really help me understand. And as far as I know, he lives with his brother, but we work at the same job, and now we're just not even talking, and I'm wondering if he moved on. And it's gotten to the point where I'm so hurt that I was even thinking of applying to leave the job, because it's like, it's hard for me. Today I didn't even go into work because it's like I didn't realize I had this much feeling for him, and he's not even caring to, like, to talk to me or anything anymore. So I'm just wondering what's going on, and if it's, you know, like, what do you guys see?
Yeah, that's hard. Danielle, are you getting some? Definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to?
I'm just Yeah, I'll go ahead. Would it be true that, like, I don't know if he's, in terms of the hierarchy within the company, is he above you? Or, like, I feel like he's above and over. Or, like, and it may not be, like, does that make sense what I'm saying? Where is his role?
I work downstairs. He works upstairs. He is a biller, and I'm a receptionist, and it's a medical office. And I know his birthday,
okay.
By the way. But, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, that's fine. I'm just asking because I feel like he would be, in theory, a little bit of a senior to your role is what I'm seeing. So if you're a receptionist and he's that makes sense. He's in more of a – for me, what I'm feeling like, I feel like there's a little bit – I feel like the uncomfortable energy is on his end as well. Like I feel like there's something around – I don't know that it's like – by definition nepotism, but I feel like there's concerns around that. I feel like there's a hesitancy on his part in terms of dating someone you work with. So that's what I feel like. I don't feel like it's anything personal to you. I just feel like with him, he's just like, oh, I have to be careful. And there's something about kind of mixing those two things that for him, that's just what I feel around the energy with it. Does he see you every day when he comes in because you're the receptionist?
Yeah, kind of, if he wants to, but lately he's just been avoiding and just staying upstairs in his office. But if he wants to, like, I have to walk past, I walk past his office every day to drop my envelope off. He lately has been making sure he's gone by the time I have to do that. He sometimes comes downstairs, and he's been taken the other way. Like, if he wants to see me every day, and if I wanted to, we did, because when we were involved, we made sure, but he doesn't have to see me every day if he doesn't want to. And lately it's been like he's just been avoiding me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting around it. It's more about, like, the concerns about that, you know, the fear of, like, well, what if something happens? And it's more fear-based is the energy that he pulls back. But that's what I'm getting. I don't know, Danielle, what you're getting or Tina.
Yeah, to be completely honest with you, beautiful Tamika. First of all, I need to say you are a beautiful soul. I can feel your energy, and you have this beautiful, brilliant energy about you. And I just feel the need to say, like, I know that you have feelings for this guy. But I, you know, I don't feel great about it. The first thing that I think is, you beautiful, amazing soul. Why? Don't perseverate on this. Like, if some people's actions are so much more important than their words. And he's speaking to you through his actions. And you are such an amazing human being that I get the feeling that he's a little bit intimidated by you. And I get the feeling that he didn't really expect to feel anything by just kind of hooking up and hanging out and whatever. And I think that he felt your feelings. And I think that scared him, to be honest with you. That's kind of what I'm feeling. That's what I'm picking up on when I'm listening to you and I'm talking to you about it. I wish I could say, like, it's going to be amazing. And yes, he's awesome and great, but I don't get the same feeling for him. I don't feel like he's at the same level as you. I feel like you're this amazing human being and you've got this really beautiful light, and I don't necessarily feel like he's at that same level yet. I feel like vibrationally maybe he's a little bit younger, vibrationally, energy-wise, not age-wise. I feel like he's got some growing to do before he can get to the point where you are. But on the flip side of that, I feel the need to say, I'm feeling 2 years for you with something. I'm feeling 2 years. And I feel like within 2 years, you will have met your soulmate. I feel like your soulmate is coming within the next 2 years. And I don't necessarily feel like it's this person, but I do need to say, like, please don't perseverate and focus on him. Because if you do, the other person's going to walk by and you're not going to notice. If that makes sense. I don't know if you can understand that, but you know, you can kind of take this opportunity to feel within yourself. Why do I feel this way? what's going on inside of me that makes me feel insecure about the situation, because you need to understand that you are a beautiful, amazing human being, and you need to have these beautiful boundaries of, if you don't want me, I sure as hell don't want you. You know, like, you've gotta be confident and loving and love yourself enough to be like, if he's not gonna treat me like I deserve to be treated, then he's not really worth it. Because you're the person that is gonna treat you perfect is there. That person is coming. So please just have an open mind if you take anything from this experience. And I feel like, bring it up to him. Like, we're grown ups, right? Like, we're grown ups in the workplace. And you can stop him and say, hey, this is weird and this is awkward. Like, let's at least work this out so we can work together, in whatever capacity that is. Because just avoiding and walking on eggshells, that's weird, and it makes it feel uncomfortable all around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I'm just hurt, that's all.
I know, and I'm sorry. I wish I could say, like, he's going to be phenomenal, he's going to be fabulous, and I could say that, but that's not what I'm feeling. I feel like you have something better coming. I feel like there's a better human being coming for you that you're going to be like, I can't believe that I wasted my time on this joker.
Yeah. All right. It's like, it's just hard to find someone nice.
Yeah, I know. This is Tina. Honey, listen, I was picking up on your sadness, and I was also picking up on things in your past that are related to this. And so what you're carrying with you is this energy that's in your present moment right now and in this relationship. He definitely feels just not, because you are so deserving of love, kindness, respect, compassion, and you're not getting that from him, okay? And so I want you to really, you know, build that self-confidence within yourself. You know, as Danielle and, you know, pointed out, I mean, he's just not that energetic match for you, okay? Because you're wonderful, and I do see someone coming into your future. And it's not going to be somebody that's in the workplace, okay? So I feel that what you're learning right now is this lesson, okay? Because the next relationship that you have, you're going to understand, you know, that you deserve to be treated differently in a better way. So you're going to learn from this situation right now, not take it into, you're going to cut those cords. You're not going to take it into the next relationship. You're going to cut the past cord from past relationships that have, you know, and I'm not just talking about love relationships, any relationships, friendship relationships, relationships with family where you've been hurt and you've just carried that over. I want you to start cutting those cords, stand your ground, and, you know, love yourself really, truly. And you know what? You just, you know, tell yourself every day, I mean, you're amazing. You are amazing, and you're deserving to be treated the way that you need to be treated and should be treated. And this avoidance, I do agree. I mean, Say exactly that. I mean, just confront them and just say, this is weird. This isn't the way that it should be at work. And, you know, just keep going on. I mean, move forward in the knowing that it is not anything that you're doing wrong at all. There's nothing that you're doing wrong. You didn't cause this to happen. This has nothing to do with you. The way that he is treating you, the way that he's, you know, avoiding you, I do definitely feel that uncomfortableness. But I want you to know this has nothing to do with you, nothing at all. And so I want you to take that. I want you to, you know, really absorb that in and know and just, you know, keep your head held high and move forward in this, okay? And I hope that helps you, honey.
Thank you. I will try. Do you guys think I should just leave, like if I get another job offer, to just leave the office,
no,
me and him working?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. I really think that you can kind of push through with this and, you know, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to make you stronger.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't let that situation take your power. This is just an opportunity for growth for you, but it doesn't define you. So, like, if anything, you sticking through it
and becoming stronger on the back end is what this is about. So, yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be, this is the universe, like, and there's going to be, you're going to look back and just be like, well, I'm so glad that didn't work out. You know, it's, sometimes the universe puts situations like that in your way so that when you do get that, you know, soulmate, that love of your life, you can be like, yeah, this was well worth the wait. So, absolutely.
Because yeah. They're not going to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, no, go ahead.
When you find that right person, they don't make you feel like this.
Right.
This isn't what it feels like, and I can say that from experience. And do not give away your power and walk away from a job because this guy is making you feel uncomfortable, and you're giving him your power. So it's you have the power within you to rise up above this situation and move through it, and just because running away from it isn't going to solve the problem, because you can run, but it's still going to catch up to you at some point. So at least at this, you can take this opportunity to stand in your power, as scary as it may seem. But you can stand in your power and say, hey, I don't really appreciate the way that you treated me. So, and I don't really, it's weird, things are weird right now. So let's just figure out a common ground so that we can work together. Because we have to work together. Don't just run, don't just leave. Don't just leave, because then he, the only person that it really affects is you, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this job is a good job. I get the feeling that this is a good job for you. Do you like this mm-hmm. job?
It's like a lot of backbiting and a lot of craziness. It's a big office. It's a lot of people that's been working there for years. It's a little very gossipy and all that, but, like, even my boss, she can be a little, like, messed up. But she kind of favors me. I'm not saying that I want that, but I'm just saying, I guess she like really values me as far as like the little bit of good worker she does have. And like, I can get along most with anyone, but it is gossipy there and everything. And it's just, I guess it's good for me because I usually am a loner. So it keeps me around people, but that gives me anxiety after a while too. It's just like, it's hard because the one person you have so much feelings for is in the same building as you on a daily basis, and you're going through this, and it's like you can't do anything. You just don't want to be, because you feel embarrassed. Like, I feel embarrassed, you know, like, because he treated me like this and hurt, and he's there. It's not like he's in another state or anything. Like, he's there, and it's just hours going by, and he just doesn't care to do anything. So it's like, it's hurtful to be in the same vicinity as somebody that, you know, you felt this way and you were so involved with, and now it's just, you feel ashamed as a woman, like you feel uncomfortable. Sure. But I know what you guys are saying. Like, I really, I for the most part, I kind of like it because my boss protects me from a lot of crap, and I appreciate that, but it's not like the most healthiest office. A lot of people get treated bad there, but for me, I'm protected for some reason there. Or I do a good job, but I don't know if there's, like, room for growth or if it's worth staying. And then on top of that, now to be in love, I guess, with Frank, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I feel like in the job there's upward mobility. So I think just stick it out. You're in that space, you know. It's people that, you know, I have two teenage daughters, and sometimes they have these, where it's like they don't want to go to school anymore because something happened. It's like you just have to keep going, and it does get better. I mean, I know that personally. My kids have experienced that, you know, it gets better. And so just hang in there. Definitely don't. And at a point where this all sort of softens up and the emotion has come back, then if you get an opportunity that makes sense to exit the company, then by all means do it. But don't have any regrets about, you know, because the biggest thing that I could see happening for you is you leave the company because of him and the circumstances of the way you feel about it, and then you go to another job where you actually have a crappy boss, and then he's once again found a way in which to, you know, make you feel like, okay, now you really screwed me over again. And so even though he didn't make you leave, so don't, please don't leave the company.
Okay.
If you do nothing, just stay there and do it on your own terms, not on his.
Yes. Stand in your power, baby.
And I just got massive chills when I said that. Like, I'm sorry, my head is lit right now. So please just hear that.
Yeah, most definitely. And I actually see him leaving the company. So it's not going to be a forever thing.
I was going to say that. I was going to say, just outlast him.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Yep. Amen. Yeah, you got this, girl.
Take your power back. It is time to stand up and take your power back from him. You handed your power over. We all do it at some point. We're all.
Yeah.
I've done it way more times than, than I should admit. But take your power back. No, you are a strong, beautiful woman. Take your power back. Take it back.
Yeah.
Don't dim your life for anybody.
I'll try. Do you guys ever see me, like, having children and getting married ever? Because it's like, I'm 40, and I know that's not old. And he's, like, 42. That's why I really am sad, because it seemed like he just wasn't. But I guess this girl, Michelle, is his life. But I want that for me one day, and it seems like that time, I don't know what that was about. I don't know, like, if I'll ever get that, you know.
Yeah, you will. I think, Danielle, didn't you say 2 years or something? That it's coming. Yeah, don't stress about it. It'll be fine. You'll be okay. You're just in this spot right now, but let the energies work itself out, and things will really kind of smooth over, and you'll be fine. So just hang in there, and give us a call back and let us know. But I think here soon you'll be in a much better space. So, well, good luck to you, Tamika. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. I'll definitely call back in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Let's see here. Okay. All right, you guys ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right. Okay, let's see here. All right, area code 256. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, I really wanted to talk about career. I thought I was going to always be in the healing field, but I'm in the education field, and now I'm going into transferring to a new job that is STEM certified, science based. But I'm just wondering if this is going to lead me to psychology, because I'm interested in that as well. No, healing the mind, behavioral psychology.
I like it.
Okay, Danielle, this is on you. I don't know.
Kimberly, do you work with patients now? Because I feel like you work in the healthcare field somehow.
No, I've always been in education. I desire to be a physician.
Oh, education.
Yeah.
Education. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just kind of trying to tap in a little bit more here to kind of feel you out here.
And
I do see you working in psych. I see you working with behavioral modification therapy or something like this. Maybe not even cognitive behavioral therapy, but I do see you working with patients. And I do see you working in a therapy type of environment. So I'm not sure if that would be inpatient or outpatient, but I do see you working with patients at some point in the psychology area.
Okay.
I'm also seeing a lot of books. So I know you said something about certification, but So are you actually studying for this certification? Because I see a lot of books, so I see more classes, more education, more.
So, yeah, I'm looking at where to go to school now.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I see that, and I see this going in the direction that you're kind of hoping, and I feel like you actually would be, I feel like you're a really good communicator with people. I feel like you're a very good listener. I feel like people come to you to offload and to get through their emotional stuff already. So I feel like you're kind of already wearing that hat, but not getting paid for that hat.
Right.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So I definitely feel like this is a good route for you to go. I definitely do. I feel like, yes, I mean, straight away, I do feel like it does. It is going to lead you more into that psychology realm. And actually, as we're talking about, you say you work in education, but I see you guiding people, coaching people, working with people. I feel like you're very good at delivering the information. I feel like you have a gift for it. So there's a lot that can be taught in the realm of psychology, as you know. But I feel like you have a gift in your delivery. So I feel like you give people the advice they need without making them feel inferior or without making them feel like they've done something wrong, which I think is really imperative in that world. So I feel the need to say, please keep going with that. And I feel the need to say, like, I feel like you're a lifelong learner. I do feel like you like going to school. I do feel like you like taking classes and you like learning. There is one thing that I do want to say, though. Please make sure that you ground and bubble yourself and shield yourself because I do feel as though you take on the energy of other people, and I feel like it wears you down. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel pretty tired after you have these conversations with people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, and I do it in the shower, so it's easy. You just visualize roots coming out of your feet. And I visualize, I like bend down to my knees and I pull up a bubble over my head and I tie it. And it's my bubble, and I set my intention, because intentions are really important here. Not to, only things that serve my highest good come into my bubble. And then I put the shield over my heart chakra and my solar plexus. Because you're so empathetic, I know you feel the feeling when people are telling you this. You feel that pain in your gut. And so I need to say to you, if you shield it, you'll still be able to help and have that empathetic side, but you won't feel the pain, and it won't suck your energy.
Okay. Okay.
Girls, do you guys want to chime in at all?
Sure, yeah, I'll go ahead. Hi, Kimberly, this is Heather. So, I was nodding my head the whole time that Danielle was talking, because I was like, yes, I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I feel like this is, it's probably, every medium kind of speaks a little differently, but I think the essence of the same thing, but I'm seeing it a little bit more. So what I'm seeing is I literally see you doing something with your education, but with that as well, and putting together a framework. Like, think of it like somebody, you know, the whole concept of like the five stages of grief, and where that's been sort of captured in a way that people can consume it and it helps them. I see you doing something like that, putting together a framework that helps, that structure sort of the process for people to go through as part of the healing process or something like that. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and I keep doing like a circle, like there's like the circle and almost like a pie chart, but I keep, it's something around sort of the evolution of the healing process. I feel really strong about that. There's something you're going to do, because you understand the way that through the education process, you understand like intuitively how people learn differently, and how there's certain people that if you say things a certain way that the light bulb goes off. And
yes.
Because of that, you've really understand that process. And so you have a way in which to create that framework by individuals so that they can just really, like, they take in the information unlike anyone else can do. And so it's really important as an educator to be able to have that quality, and you do that because you are empathic, but you're intuitive. You're very intuitive. And so you're like, I see you. And so through that, I feel really good about it. I think it's, I'm excited that you're going to have that capability in which to really kind of make the light bulb go off for some people. So good stuff for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You getting anything, Tina?
The only thing I'm picking up on is just your assertiveness and your articulation. It is such a gift. It just, it comes so natural to you. Public speaking. I mean, I just see you standing up in front of, people and giving these speeches. Like I said, your articulation is there, your assertiveness is there. So these are going to be really good traits for you. And I do see that, just being so positive with yourself is going to really help you in whatever that you do in your life, what you endeavor to do. So know that that is your strength. That's really all I'm picking up, for you. So I hope that does help.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Let us know.
I will.
All right.
Have a good night, all of you. Good night.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye. Okay. Oh, my gosh, you guys. They say time flies when you're having fun, and it's been over an hour. And so you guys are good. We can do one more call. Are you good with that?
Sure.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm. Do one more?
Yeah, let's do it. We get cut off at a certain point, so we should probably, let's see here. Let me go ahead, and we've got area code, 703. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
It's, once again, Divine Timing. It's Andrea. How are you?
Oh,
hi, Andrea.
Because last time I was the last caller, too, and I'm like, see?
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
Isn't that... Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's too funny. Well, I didn't make the round of America's Got Talent, but I did go out to my local... talent show, and I got to meet in semifinals. So I'm going April 10th to be in the semifinals. So maybe I'll make the finals and see. Maybe this is my journey. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's so exciting. So Danielle, Andrea has called in before, and she was a contestant on America's Got Talent, and she got a call back. And so, yeah, it's kind of like, oh,
no, this is so exciting.
Yeah,
no, not that
amazing.
One. No, I didn't get a call for that one. I went to my local. I'm bummed. I'm still bummed. I didn't get it. I don't know what happened. I still get the signs and I know I didn't. No, not that one. But my local. There's the local talent show out here in the next town over. So I made a semifinal round for that one. So the semis are in April, and then the final round is like the local Blossom talent show. But hey, it's a start from somewhere. So, but
exactly.
I'm still gonna plug
still,
along.
Yeah. No, it's still good.
I didn't know what happened with America's Got Talent. I'm just bummed, but it's okay. I'll just keep on plugging. But I am going to do a whole new thing. I'll show you a picture of my little Cher wig. I made a wig, like a paper wig, like her video.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, Andrea. I know how much you're invested in this. And you know what? It's bringing you a lot of joy, too, right? So, just keep doing what you love to do. It's awesome. And we love having you on the show. Absolutely. So it's amazing. So when is the next, so you made it to the semifinals. When is the next thing that you do?
The semifinals
is
April
show?
10th. It's April 10th. So I got glitter pants. I found a glitter black shirt. I have my paper wig. Just like the video that she has, but she keeps saying, I need backup dancers. I'm like, if I could, I would. So, okay, here's my proposition. If you know anybody, the next round, America's Got Talent, is going to be, again, probably Florida, New York City, somewhere local to where I live out here. I got to have people come with me. So maybe that's what I need. I need more people.
There you go.
So if you guys want to come, and I'll meet you in your state, wherever we go, we'll come and we'll come up with, a routine so we can advance.
I don't think you want to dance.
I'll teach you a little bit of sign language, just enough to get by. So, but you really think I'm joking? Yeah. I'm not.
No, I know you're not.
I know that's what,
and
but
you
I'm
want
like,
to wear the wig too, right?
I was like, what? I'll share
the
winnings.
Wig too, right?
Well, I'll make you a wig, so you. You can make me the three shares. We can all look like Cher.
That is funny. I will proudly wear that.
But yeah, the next auditions for that show is going to, they start sometime in October and go through February. So, you know, I can't give up now. Why should, you know, I've been going for so long, I can't give up. So,
yeah.
No.
I have to come up with something different. So maybe to more people. I don't know.
I just think it's awesome. I just think the whole fact that you you show up, you know, you just keep showing up, you know, that's just, it's just amazing that it's don't like, and you have just this, such a good and positive attitude around it. And that's, you know, people are drawn to your energy. But I mean, even forgetting the outcome, look at how many people you've met throughout this process. And I mean,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, even just the relationship that's been established here, it's like,
yeah.
I think it's beautiful. The people that you inspire to, you know, through what you're doing, I think that in and of itself is a beautiful part of the journey, regardless of the destination. So just kudos to you. I just, you know, I told you that before, and Spirit, like, I was kind of thinking about some things personally, and you know, you popped into my mind, and I know it's Spirit, just like, because you have such a positive attitude. Like, it's like, you know, like, what would Andrea do?
Well, it's funny, the other day, I mean, the last 4 or 5 days, I see this California plate, like, right in front of my face. So the universe is telling me something. I just don't know what it is. It's something.
Yeah.
So it's got to happen eventually. I mean, otherwise the signs would stop coming.
Right.
Oh yeah. I have no doubt that I think I just keep going down. Enjoy the journey is really, that's the message I'm getting for you, because it's so important. It's, again, I don't think the destination is as important right now. I know for you, like, there's, you know, you have kind of that purpose, but I just think the journey is going to be far better than the destination, if I'm being honest.
Well, it's funny because they have a new judge. There's a new judge on this. It's Apple Blossom Got Talent. It's in Winchester, Virginia, the couple towns over. And apparently he's a singer. Never heard of him. And he's out in California somewhere. And he said, have you ever done, you know, like concert things with people standing on the side? I said, yeah, I have. So someone said, hey, she could go to California and be your interpreter for when you sing on stage. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's a good idea. So
Andrea, you can't see this, but I have these cards that I just kind of like randomly pull sometimes when people are talking. And right when you were saying that, the offer card pulled up. So I think that's your confirmation. So it's an offer. So like I said, I think the twists and turns of the journey that you're taking, it's going to be beautiful. I think you, I don't know if you're currently doing this, but I would very encourage you to start sort of like blogging about it, capturing it through, like, you know, journaling through video, your experiences. I'm serious about that. Like, the people that you meet along the way, because people don't see that too. Like, they don't see, you know, it's interesting, actually, it gets me thinking, because I can't remember what celebrity, there was, Ellen. I mean, she was talking about her journey and, you know, all of this stuff, and she gave a speech at a college about it, that, you know, even when she came out on her television show and she got rejected. And bottom line is, people, they don't know the history of what people go through. Like, Ellen is freaking ridiculous. Like, she's everywhere. She's amazing. Everyone loves her.
Yeah.
How many times she got rejected, and how she, like, she said she was literally, like homeless at one point, and had nothing. And I'm not implying that with you, but the point being is that people, that's part of the story of the journey, right? It's
right.
More about, like, wow, like, so I feel like you have a lot to offer people, but it's really important that you start capturing that through, just start videoing. You have YouTube, start doing your journey. Like, you know, when you go through the auditions,
meet, ask some interviews. I just think it would be really, really cool and important for you to do that.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so whenever your states are, I'll try and plan my next AGT audition, wherever your states are, because, you know, I'm going to have to hit some states coming up next, you know, end of the year. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay. I don't know where they are yet, but I'll find out sometime in October, you know, August,
yeah.
September, October, where the next day, all the next states are. So
yeah,
get your rig ready.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Priya, this is Danielle. Nice to meet you. You sound like you're amazing.
You too.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
If it's okay, real quick, I'll just jump into. It's so funny that Heather said that, because that was exactly what Spirit said to me too when you were talking. Was it's not the destination that's important; it's the journey that's important. So it's actually what you're going through and what you're doing and keep continuing to do it is building your character, is how I feel. Like, you're getting through it and you're not giving up and you're taking one step at a time and you're staying positive, and I've goosebumps all over. So I feel the need to say, like, you are on the right track. You have found your purpose. I feel very strongly about that, and I feel the need to say, keep doing what you're doing, because you are going to get noticed by the right person at the right time. So I just feel like, keep staying in your lane and just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, and don't give up, and don't, you know, keep on the path that you're doing, because I really feel the need to say, like, something is going to pop up, and it's not going to be when you're expecting it. It's somebody's going to come to you and be like, hey, I saw you at such and such, and I've got an opportunity. Would you like to, you know, collaborate? Or I feel like someone's going to see you at one of these things, and they're going to approach you individually.
Well, maybe it's this talent show, that my local one, because I got rejected last year twice, and they said, come back. And I'm like, why? And then I'm thinking, you know what? Screw that. I am going to come back. And I came back, and now I advanced. So.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Yeah.
So I just, yeah, I took the power because I wasn't going to come back, but thank God there's a different judge. Because one was swapped out for someone else, and I think he's the one who pushed or said, bring her back. So there's 24 people, and there's only three of us that are non-singers. Everybody else is a singer, and I'm like, I know it all with that talent, because anybody can sing.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
You have the same presence. Like, I see you, like, on stage, and I see you, like, dancing and do it. Like, I see this really, like,
I feel like that's, like, your comfort, which is so crazy because most people are not comfortable on stage, but I feel like it, like, like, you're in your power on stage.
I'm in my zone. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome. So.
Awesome.
That's cool. My little two cents.
You have to check out my video.
I will. I need to check you out.
Yeah. Do that. Awesome.
That's awesome. We've got about 7 minutes left. Do you have anything, Tina, that you want to tell her or?
No, I just, you know, you guys are, you know, just saying exactly, you know, everything that I'm feeling too and thinking, and, you know, she just has to keep doing what she's doing, stay in that lane, and, you know, enjoy the journey, you know, enjoy all of the new people that you're going to meet too, because I definitely see some new relationships forming for you, you know, definitely some new contacts. It's an adventure, and I do see something else coming up for you too. Okay, and it is in the fall because I was seeing pumpkins, and I'm like, okay, so there's something in October. So, you know, just like I said, keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. You're inspiring, and it's truly, you know, it's a blessing really to know you, Andrea. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, for calling in and for us getting to know you, you know,
I
for the time that we have.
I just want people to enjoy music. And watch it the right way, because everybody makes these YouTube videos and they say they're doing in sign language and they don't. They use the wrong conceptual signs, and people look at you like, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're going to do it correctly. My mom said, don't do it half-assed, you know.
Right, right.
That's your passion. That's why you have that passion. So, keep doing what you're doing and keep giving us updates as you go along your journey, and but start capturing those seriously. It's going to be, you're going to look back and be like, it's going to be inspirational to others, no doubt. So
yeah,
so
I should make
you
a PowerPoint
so
with all my different pictures. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Good luck. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Touch, okay?
Thank you. I'll let you know how my semifinals go. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, ladies.
She's so cute.
Oh my
goodness. I know.
She is so cute.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her energy. I just, yeah. I have to be honest. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, one day I had just, you know, we kind of have these thoughts about, like, oh, why am I doing? And I swear she popped in my head. And I know spirit, like, look at, like, her. And it was like, that's what it looks like to keep going. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, they're already, I mean, that's the reference. So, for me. So, ladies, I've had the most fun. Oh my gosh, Danielle, thank you so much for joining us. It was an amazing pleasure to have you on. And oh my gosh, so excited to take your class. And again, for those who are interested in taking the class, whether you're practicing to be a medium or if you're a caregiver, just intuitive and really want to understand more about biology and kind of the concepts there, check out Danielle's website, DanielleHopeWolf.com, and you can register for the course, book a reading, anything you want. She's amazing. You guys can obviously tell her amazing soul, like just the way that you kind of put people at ease and stuff, I think is amazing and honorable. So thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I've had so much fun. I was so nervous, and now I'm like, okay, amazing. Like, we should go out for coffee or something.
I know. Like, I'm like, wait, we actually have to end the show. That sucked. So, you're definitely going to have to come back. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. It was so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, thank you. And then if anyone thank wants you. To get a hold of Tina, messagesofcomfort.com, and you can get a hold of me, heatherfalona.com. And I hope everyone has an amazing weekend, and thank you guys so much for listening, and blessings to all. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.